Hello, everyone. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio. Enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. I'm a spiritual healer, teacher, and author of 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul. My global vision is to connect people to people to create oneness, and through support and universal guidance, educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. Simply, I am here to love myself and love all. You can learn more about me by visiting www.spiritualityinsideandout. I invite any questions and comments to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for your participation and this opportunity that you're giving me to serve you. I know that I'm alive for this reason, and I'm grateful. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer, as always, followed by my special inspiring guest. Yes. Jill Crosby is the owner and founder of the largest exclusive conscious dating site on the internet, spiritualsingles.com, has been a consultant in the dating industry for the last 10 years and has been personally responsible for hundreds of long-term relationships and marriages. She's also a certified clinical hypnotherapist, as well as a dynamic public speaker and workshop leader, currently facilitating Wild Dolphin Swim Retreats for Singles. Don't we all want to share our love with someone? Don't we? So let us be open and receptive to the love within us, inviting love into our lives. Before we speak to our wonderful, inspiring guest who's going to share about love and about getting clear and about the powerful presence of gratitude and everything else, I invite you to get present with me, my guest, and yourself and all that there is in this moment for a little prayer in the present moment as we unite on the air, knowing that we are not separate. We are one as the presence of pure love and light. As we open up ourselves to all blessings, all grace, all goodness, of the light of all that there is, as we open up ourselves to God realization, to what is truly important in our lives, to what truly heals us in our lives, is the presence of the love within, love healing us on the mental, emotional, physical, spiritual levels. This is the truth as I know it, as I have healed myself of lupus and near-death accident, my own divorce, and everyday life as I live it with you. I'm grateful for the love within my heart, within my soul, as I share it with you. In this moment, I invite you to get present. How? By simply attention, by your attention, by your intention, by your willingness, because we will definitely have a wonderful show for you, a show that will awaken you, enlighten you, inspire you, awaken something beautiful within you as your true self in the present moment. I'm delighted to be with you. I invite you right here, right now, to take a deep cleansing breath in. And exhale with an ah. You see, with each breath in and out, you allow yourself to become present. And if you have any thoughts right now, that's perfectly fine. Again, I invite you to take another deep cleansing breath in. And exhale with an ah, allowing yourself to be present and absorb and allow any insightful messages to come into you and awaken something beautiful and magnificent within you that will change and transform your being inside and out. And one more deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhale with an awe, with gratitude, with appreciation for life itself, for the breath of life, as we breathe in the presence of all beauty, of all creativity, of all oxygen that gives us life, we are grateful. Thank you, God, the divine universe, allness, oneness, source, light, whatever term you have for this higher magnificent power. We are grateful for all that we are, all that we have, all of our experiences, and even our challenges that support our growth. We shift our consciousness from the darkness into light every moment as we choose to be present. Choose to be present with me and my guests and yourself in this moment. And with this I say, and so it is, amen, and thank you. Oh, I feel good. I feel good because I'm with you. Thank you for being with us. Reintroducing our guest today. Again, Jill Crosby is the owner and founder of the largest exclusive conscious dating site on the internet, spiritualsingles.com. She's also a certified clinical hypnotherapist and a dynamic public speaker and workshop leader. I invite you to visit her website, www.spiritualsingles.com. There are several articles in that website that are really enlightening, that I, when I read it, it really touched my heart and I remembered what I had forgotten. So I invite you to visit her website and furthermore, be present with us as we continue. As I invite our guest, Jill, hello.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being on our show and sharing all of your inspiring stories and everything else.
My pleasure.
There's so much to talk about. So, the first thing I'd like to talk about is your article on Manifest Your Mate. Finding the love of your heart can be a daunting challenge these days, you say.
Yep, sure
for
can.
For some, huh?
Yeah, for some.
For some. Tell me how you were inspired to write this article.
Well, it goes hand in hand with our website because we have so many wonderful, beautiful members, and they're all conscious and spiritual, and sometimes we all just need a little reminder to use certain steps that really help to manifest. So I wrote it. I was inspired to write it just really to help our members out and to give them some more tools in addition to our website. Because when you're using the website and using manifestation techniques together, it happens pretty quickly most of the time.
Right, right. And I just want to bring to attention to the listeners out there that the conversation that we'll be having for the next 55 minutes is not only directed to single people, is directed to our true selves. This is my intention, to awaken you, myself, and everyone to who are we are truly, our true self, our authentic self, our God self, or whatever term you have for yourself. So stay tuned and you will learn and gain much from this conversation. Jill, I love this. I really love this article that you wrote. And you have, within this article, four gets. As I was reading it, I was like, these are the four gets. I'm going to call them the four gets. Would you like to share with us?
Sure. Get love, get clear, get grateful, and get busy are the four gets.
The four gets. I love it. It sounds like a singing group.
Really?
The four gets. I love it. Now, someone may be hearing and saying, get love. What do you mean? Go out and get love? Is that going to complete me?
Yeah, just go buy it at the grocery store.
Hi, hello, I'm here to get some love.
No, what I mean, and you talk about it quite a bit too, is getting love from within first and connecting with your divine energy, your higher self, and just being complete within. That way you're not going to a relationship looking for somebody to complete you. You're already complete, and you have two complete people coming together that are filled with divine energy and love. Then you'll magnetize love and loving relationships to you when you feel love within yourself first. So that's the first step, is what I mean by getting love.
It's so beautifully said. It's really the truth I feel coming from your core, loving ourselves unconditionally first, because how can we give on to others what we don't have? This is what I always say. What do you think?
Exactly, exactly. Well, and being in the dating industry for so long and interviewing literally thousands and thousands of singles over the last 10 years, I have noticed, and it's pretty obvious, pretty easy to notice, that most people are lacking self-confidence and self-love. And so when we can focus on that first and really, really get there and be there and experience it on a daily, on a moment-by-moment basis as much as possible, then, I mean, that's the goal, I think, for everybody anyway. And it's just so wonderful, and then it's so much easier to manifest someone that's also in that same space. And imagine two people coming together that are in that space. That's pretty powerful.
Wow, really. Listeners out there, imagine the possibility of two whole people, and everything is possible. We can all be and feel complete within before we jump into a relationship out of need and attachment and expectation, right? What is one way from your perspective or experience that a person can get love from within, Jill?
Well, there's a lot of different ways, and a couple things that I think are really important are, number one, to forgive yourself for anything and everything on a really deep level. And because as humans, when we get wrapped up in the human experience, we tend to hold things against ourselves, or we just don't forgive ourselves easily, or maybe I don't want to reinforce that. Let's say we have it in the past, and so it's really important to forgive yourself then, and where so you can get to that place of unconditional love. And then, of course, meditation is the key. Just meditating every day and getting into that connection with divine energy. And in the article, I even walk through a brief meditation, and that can be expanded on 1,000 times. And I think that's really the most important thing, to constantly remind ourselves that we're having a human experience, but we're divine energy. We are God. We are divine energy, whatever word you want to call it. That's what we are, and we're just having a human experience. So when we continuously remind ourselves and trigger that, just remind, if we get wrapped up in something human, then we remind it, wait a minute, I'm just having a human experience here, and keep meditating. That's, for me, that's the way to constantly practice in being in that space.
Absolutely, and for me also, meditating every day. I meditate several times a day on divine love and just the presence of the divine within me, which just, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And for the listeners out there that I'm hearing you, I'm seeing you, you're doubting the words. What? Just meditating on divine love and forgiveness is going to help me get love? My suggestion to you is, you never know until you try it. Right, Lujil? You never know until you try it. Take action.
Definitely.
Action, which is actually the fourth, get busy. Let's get to the second get. The second get of today is?
Get clear. And what I mean by that is, until you know what you want to manifest, it's pretty hard to do. So it's really important for us to get clear on exactly the type of person that we would like to draw into our life, and to be very specific about that.
Mm. I see that in your article that you have written some of the attributes that we would like in a person. Now, what came up for me is that if I had known this, I'm divorced, I'm a single mom of two. Now, in my time, 16 years ago, there was no one to tell me, well, maybe there was, but it didn't come my way. I had no idea that I can write down what I want in my partner. You know how fortunate we are to hear this from you, Jill, that we have choice, huh?
Yeah, exactly, because you're right. A lot of times, I think that's part of the reason why the divorce rate is so high, is because people didn't utilize these manifestation techniques, and they would randomly bump into somebody, have some chemistry, and boom, pretty soon they're married. And then they look back and go, wow, this really isn't what I wanted, or what I really know that I should be with.
Right. 16 years ago, before I got married, I did not love myself, and I did not get clear. So we're very fortunate to have you on the show reminding us of getting clear. And exactly what do you mean by getting clear?
Well, I suggest not like making a list of all the attributes, the traits, the qualities that are ideal in a partner, and separating that list out into preferences, like I would like him to be tall, or I would like her to be a good dancer. Preferences that are nice but aren't deal breakers. And then must-haves that for sure you must have or it's a deal breaker, like he must be a non-smoker, or he must be conscious and spiritual, or willing to get there. Things like that that are just so important. And then once you have your list down, what I suggest, and I know it works very well, is to write a story, and a story of your ideal day with your ideal partner, and make it as if it's already happened, so in the present tense, and really juice it up, like the ideal, like live it up big and make it really the ideal, passionate, exciting day.
Juice it up. Give it colors.
Yeah, exactly. Just, yeah.
Colors, yeah, yeah.
Colors and all multisensory, smells, images, everything. So it's present tense as if it's already happened, and it's just the most incredible, beautiful day with your ideal partner that you can imagine.
Wow. And I already, by you, you know, making these suggestions, just unconsciously I'm imagining it, and I just noticed, Jill, that, and the listeners, that my vibration just went higher.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. My vibration, I just felt myself like sitting more straight right now and just feeling more alive, more life force. So that's
wow.
The power of the present moment. That's the power of creation, right?
Yep,
that we
exactly.
Have the power within, the power to create that we have within us, that we don't really allow ourselves to be present to. This is all about being present to, right? Present to our creativity, present to our choices, present to the moment. Just reintroducing our guest, we're speaking to Jill Crosby, who's the owner and founder of the largest exclusive conscious dating site on the internet, spiritualsingles.com. And she's been a consultant in the dating industry for the last 10 years. She's personally responsible for hundreds of long-term relationships and marriages. What responsibility!
That's a good one.
Yeah, and she's also a certified clinical hypnotherapist. And also, you also have Wild Dolphin Swim Retreats for Singles. I want to hear all about this right now, and then we'll go back to the other two guests, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so again, spiritualsingles.com. Wild Dolphin Swim Retreats. Wow, for singles. Tell us more about this.
Well, I'm really, really excited about this. Our next Wild Dolphin Swim Retreat is in Bimini, which is an island off of the Bahamas. And we spend 6 days, 5 nights on a beautiful 91-foot yacht, an eco-friendly yacht, as a matter of fact, because I'm quite the environmentalist, too. And we power out and just cruise around, and the dolphins come up to the boat, and we jump in and swim with them for hours. And have you swam with them before?
No, really?
Oh, my God.
The dolphins? Oh, my God. That's so beautiful. I just, like, saw it, you know, as you were speaking. Oh, my God. Dolphins are so, like, for me, so just so innocent and just so free, you know?
Yeah, they're very, very spiritual beings. And I believe they're more more enlightened than us in many respects. And they hold a lot of the energy of the planet as well. They really, really help Mother Earth and humans. And they've been, over the years, I've been swimming with them, gosh, since I was like 15 years old in the wild. And they've become more and more friendly and more interactive with us humans. And now in the Bahamas, they're super interactive. You jump, you swim down and do some acrobatics underwater, and they'll swim and play and, like, do twirls and stuff with you. They're right there. And
so
they're
beautiful.
So, your heart just opens, and it's the most heart-opening. You can't help but just smile, and some people just cry out of joy, and you feel it. Their energy is so, so powerful. It's I love taking people swimming with the dolphins because it's so beautiful. And then, of course, at night, this particular trip, it's a full moon, too, for the week, and so at night we'll be meditating out on the deck of the yacht under the full moon, and we were going to go into the island one night and do dinner and listen to what calypso music and dance the night away. It's just going to be great.
Oh my God, this sounds awesome!
Yeah,
you're causing oneness even with the dolphins on that retreat.
Well, exactly. That's the thing, because the dolphins have. They experience experience the collective consciousness of the dolphins. And when we swim with them, we experience the collective consciousness with them and then with our group too of humans. And then the whole idea is to take that oneness out in, you know, back when everybody goes home, to bring it back with them and live it and experience it and share that energy with everybody we know.
That's so wonderful. That is so beautiful. That's so, like, loving. You know, what you're doing is so loving and beautiful. So we get to swim with dolphins, meditate, dance, join, share, laugh, right?
Yep,
I'm seeing it. Let me finish this story for myself.
You're going.
Listeners out there, as you're listening, you can just create this for yourself. Get out a paper and pen and write down in the moment what you're experiencing as Jill is sharing with us. Now, this retreat is, when is it, September 14th through the 19th?
Exactly, yep.
Okay, and how can people sign up?
They can go to spiritualsingles.com and go to our, they have to become a member, and then they go to our events page. And there's all the information's right there, and they can read all about it and look at some pictures and register right there.
Okay. So they need to become a member first and then sign up for the retreat.
Yeah. We're actually putting together another website called spiritualevents.com, and it's in the works right now. So to go right now, it's going to be a little messy, but it's almost done. It should be done by early next week. So they can also register at spiritualevents.com as of, say, next week.
Right. And Jill, how can someone contact you if they have further questions or concerns or comments or anything? How can they contact you?
They can email me directly at marketing@spiritualsingles.com.
Okay, marketing@spiritualsingles.com.
Okay. Yeah, that's the best way.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, my God. That is so beautiful to swim with dolphins. I mean, I haven't heard, but I've seen on the TV that people have done that, but wow, I think that's awesome. It really touched my heart, and I'm like, I'll get myself out of this, and I'll create it for myself.
Yeah, you should, definitely. Well, and my goal is, I'm selling my house here in Portland, and my goal is later this year is to move to the Big Island of Hawaii and open up a retreat center there where we'll swim with wild dolphins as well. And they're different. The dolphins in Hawaii are the spinner dolphins, and they're spotted and bottlenose in the Caribbean. And the spinner dolphins are more like the bottlenose dolphins in the Caribbean, where they're very deep and they just have this, they're playful and fun too, but they've got this just really deep spiritual, for me, I'm super connected to them. And gosh, being in the water with them is just, to me, is just so beautiful. I just love it.
I really get that, you know, that you're really authentic, and it's really, it feels good to me that someone as spiritual as you has chosen to share your wisdom, your experience with other people, you know, causing and creating love to awaken to people, sharing, people have the opportunity to share and unite. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, that's nice. Nice.
Going back to manifest your mate, for those who may have just joined in, we're speaking to Jill Crosby, and about her article on her website, spiritualsingles.com, the four gets, as we called it, as I called it, and you just, you had no choice.
I like it.
No, I'm just kidding, you had choice. So we spoke about get love, And if you guys have just joined in and missed out, please go ahead and the article's on the website. You can read it all the way through. Get love, get clear. Now we're on the third get. Get grateful. Tell us more.
Sure, sure. Well, get grateful is, most people by now have studied manifestation. Thanks to The Secret coming out, a lot of people are more familiar with the steps, and grateful is, I think, probably the most important step. And because you see it already done, and you're grateful in advance for it already happening. Because we're all in this game called life. It's kind of, you know, the Matrix is kind of a great analogy where everything is in this matrix. But in my mind, I picture it's more like this world is like a holographic world, and like the holodeck, like Star Trek holodeck. And we create whatever we want in the holodeck, in our world. It is like a holodeck. And so when you're grateful in advance, that just speeds up everything. And it says, oh, okay, we're grateful for this, so it must be done. So then the universe, God, your divine energy, whatever, creates it, and it's done. So when you're grateful in advance and you really experience and feel the joy and the gratitude and the love, and you amp it up 1,000 times where it's just, you're vibrating at this grateful, high vibrational energy, then again, it just draws that to you because like attracts like, and whatever you're grateful for is gonna, boom, it pops. It's like, there you go. It just manifests.
Right. Right. For me, it's like a direct line connection to the divine, to God, to all that there is. It's just like immediately, I don't know if it's because I've done it for so long or it just is. It's like when I'm feeling sad or down, and I tell this to other people, when you're feeling down and, you know, or those limiting decisions and beliefs that we've made a long time ago, like I'm no good or I'm not worth it or life isn't worth it or nothing's happening good to me or, you know, I'm so fearful, just to sit and take a moment just to be present and just either write down or recall everything that we have in our life. We have so much that we take maybe, I don't know if the word is, we take it for granted or we're not aware of, we're not present to, you know? And it really, for me, just dissolves all the illusion that I've made up in my head about myself and my life, you know, and life itself. It's all illusion.
Exactly.
And being grateful just brings me into the present moment. Everything, with myself, with my physical self, with my hands, with my legs, with all my organs, you know. We're so fortunate that we have all these goodies in our life that we're not aware of. So I'm getting high just thinking about how to
use it. Yeah.
And just try it, people out there, you beautiful people. Just try it. Write it down. Just be present to what you're grateful for. And the unhappiness, the expectation that we're feeling that we don't get from our children or partners or spouse or boyfriends, girlfriends, parents, it would just all seem ridiculous.
Right.
Huh?
Exactly.
It would just all really ridiculous. Any other insights on gratitude from you?
No, I mean, that was well said. And I think it's important. Oprah and many people talk about having a gratitude journal. And I think that's really helpful at night to just write down everything you're grateful for that day. And because you're right, we can take things for granted. And we live in the most opulent society in the world where other people in Africa are starving, just something, however many million, it's a lot of millions of kids go to school every day hungry. And it's all an illusion, and yet I think when we're grateful for what we have, focus on being of service and helping other people.
Mhm. Mhm. We get so wrapped up on our own lacks and our own egos. Me, 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 what's in it for me? Why not me? You know, me, 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 I, that we really forget. There's so much to be grateful for. You know, Middle East, this is where I'm from originally. Oh, I don't even know now. 30 years ago from Iran, I'm like, when did I come here? Like 30 years ago, even now, you know, we're talking about Africa and the Middle East, all the poor people in the Middle East. And not even that, right here in Los Angeles, in Santa Monica, homeless people all over the place. You know, we have so much to be grateful for. We truly do. You know, someone that has been healed of lupus, I had a near-death accident 2 years ago. I'm truly grateful for every single day, no matter how the day is. At the end of the night, thank you, God. Thank you, Divine. I could have been much, much worse place, right? There's always something worse that can happen to us, or we could be in a worse place, but thank you, God. So the fourth, get. Get busy.
Yes, getting busy is key. That's the action step. Because you can sit and meditate and love yourself and be perfectly clear on who you want and be very grateful. And if you never leave the house, unless you're going to fall in love with the UPS guy, then, you know, you have to do some sort of action step to actually put yourself in situations where you can meet other conscious singles. So whether that's joining a club or doing different activities that you really love, where you'll meet someone that likes to do the same thing, or joining a dating site like spiritualsingles.com, that's probably the fast track, because everybody's conscious, everybody's single, and everybody wants to meet each other. So you know the pool is quality, and everybody's in the same situation and wants the same thing. So but you have to join, and then you have to be proactive and actually contact people, initiate that contact, and start conversations and follow your intuition and your guidance to see who you want to contact. That's really key, too, as in the action step.
Right. Also, you mean I can't just sit in my bedroom day in and day out and imagine and know that this person is going to show up at my door?
You could. It's just usually a little slower process of having it happen.
Sit there for years and something.
Well, you've heard the story of the guy who prayed every day to win the lottery, and, oh, please let me win the lottery, God, and every day for all of his entire life, and then he finally dies, goes to heaven, if you will, right? We believe in heaven's not really the right term for us, but goes to heaven and asks God, well, why didn't I ever win the lottery? And God said, well, you never bought a ticket.
it's
the same.
Right.
Same philosophy.
A little important step.
Yeah.
Buying the ticket, we kind of forget. So, for the people that are lazy or their lack of self-worth doesn't allow them to take action, do you have any suggestions for them?
Definitely. For the lack of self-worth is go back to step one, number one, you'll get love and really love yourself and forgive yourself and accept yourself for accepting what helps, because no, but that's the other thing with so many singles I've interviewed is, and that lack of self-worth is, people have really poor body image of themselves. They don't love their bodies, and there's no reason for it. I don't care if you're skinny as a rail or 400 pounds. It doesn't matter. You are beautiful, and you're a divine spirit, energy living a human life, and get over it and just love yourself. We all have what we have to work with, and if you want to put on a few pounds, lose a few pounds, exercise more, get healthy, great, go for it, but don't put your life on hold until everything's absolutely perfect and then say, okay, you know, because otherwise it's just like, well, one day I'm going to do this, one day I'm going to do that, and then it never gets done. So join Spiritual Singles. And just let that be your motivation if you need to change anything. And love yourself in the process. Love yourself as you are now, because you're beautiful and perfect just as you are. You're divine energy, so how can you not be?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Beautifully said. And if a person really can't accept themselves for their overweight or whatever, you know, take action, as Jill says. There's so many opportunities here, for God's sake. There's a gym around every corner, you know. There's healthy food stores, health food stores all over the place. There's coaches, there's videos, there's books, you know. Just using our God-given will. I'm going to use my will today to do this for myself. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to use my will to meditate. I'm going to use my will to call and inquire. right, using our wills, then we won't feel so weak and disempowered and victimism in our lives. I'm getting more and more clear, Jill and the listeners, you know, Jill, about the power of our will, using our will, taking action, as you say. Use your will to take action. Because without action, just stay, you know, we just stay stagnant wherever we are in our lives. I really, really appreciate that. Jill, do you do coaching as well?
Coaching? I haven't done coaching in a long time, but it's something that I probably will start doing because I do coach family and friends often.
Totally get that.
Yeah, I've always been told I'm pretty inspirational and logical and very business savvy, and so yeah, I tend to coach a lot, I guess. now that I think about it, just not officially.
Yeah, do you want to create it on the show today?
I don't know if I have time yet. I'm so busy. No, I don't want to create it yet, but I'll put a little tag out there that coming soon.
Coming soon, your way.
Coaching by Jill.
Fantastic. Taking this opportunity to reintroduce our guests to our new listeners, thank you for joining us. We've been speaking joyfully and happily to Jill Crosby, who's the owner and founder of the largest exclusive conscious dating site on the internet. She's also a certified clinical hypnotherapist, and her website is www.spiritualsingles.com. Again, Jill, how can people contact you? What's your email again?
marketing@spiritualsingles.com.
marketing@spiritualsingles.com. So we've been speaking with Jill on the four gets. And what are the four gets? The Get Love, Get Clear, Get Grateful, and Get Busy. An article, a beautiful article on her website called Manifest Your Mate. Now, thank you so much for sharing about the four gets. I got it. I'm sure the listeners got it. You got it?
Got
the four gets? You know, got milk? Got the four gets?
Got it good.
Huh?
Got it good.
Now, so I have a question. So why are people drawn to internet dating sites these days? And how are you different from the mainstream sites?
Well, that's great. Well, people are drawn to internet dating sites because, unfortunately, I think we've gotten to be so busy, and this is something I'm working on myself, is to be less busy. But people are so busy, especially like single moms with careers and a life and the gym and everything in our lives is just so, it's like moment by moment by moment. Where are you ever in the slowing down enough in the right space and the right time to meet somebody physically? You know, the grocery stores used to be pretty good, but it's so random. You just walk up to a cute guy, oh yeah, nice avocados. I mean, what, it's too difficult these days. So the internet just makes it simple and easy because, like I said earlier, the pool is there and everybody has the same intention and everybody's conscious, for example, on spiritualsingles.com. So it just makes it super easy. You can sit at home in your pajamas and write your profile, upload pictures, upload a video, and be meeting people. You could be at work and your profile's talking. Your essays, they're reading your essays, they're watching your video, they're looking at your pictures, and you're meeting people while you're doing something else.
So I have a question. Well, I have a question that maybe one or two other people have out there. Is it safe? Is it really 100% safe to meet people on? I'm going to focus on your website, on your business.
Well, nothing is 100% safe.
Okay.
And we are very safe. Our members are a lot different than members on other big mainstream sites. I won't mention any names, but they know who they are. And because our members are spiritual and are conscious. Now, that's not to say every single one is. So I still recommend for women in particular that the first 2-3 dates you meet in a public place and you never give out your home address and you just use common sense like you would meeting a stranger, even though I tell you, our members, oftentimes they can, because well, when you're that conscious, you can feel energy and you know, it's like they remember, the soul. Mm-hmm. The souls remember each other, and oftentimes that connection is so strong that they forget all this and it's fine. I'm just saying, to be It's always a wise thing to do if I'm going to be giving advice like this. And I'll be the first one to tell you that most of our members, they feel it so strong that they don't even worry about it. And if I'm giving advice, then be cautious, meet in a public place, take your time, and use all the common sense things that you hear about safety.
Thank you. I really appreciate your being authentic and real and giving this guidance to all of us, because I think it's so important that you're just being clear. You know, they are responsible, and this is the way to do it. Thank you so much. And another question that comes up for women, are there really committed men out there? Are there still? We know that there are men out there, but no judgment here. We're just trying to clear the air for people, right?
Right.
We're not making anyone wrong.
It's a great question, because on a lot of those mainstream sites, a lot of the men, and some of the women for that matter, are just looking for short-term flings. They're not looking for long-term, and they're not that serious. They're just out there to have fun. And on spiritualsingles.com, people are there for real. And they, yes, we do have conscious men. Matter of fact, you want me to read a success story from a man?
You have a success story from a man?
Oh, we have a lot of success stories from men.
Okay.
This is just one of my favorites. Yes?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, this is
just
we would
love to, all of us. Let us join in as she's consciously join in as she's reading this beautiful message. Yes.
Yeah, feel this, because this guy really poured his heart out there. He says, and this is an email that comes to us. He says, I no longer need to have a profile available on your site. As to my complete and utter surprise, I have met someone I love without limits and the woman who I'm going to marry. I'm almost shocked that I found this absolutely amazingly wonderful person. She's the sweetest, funniest, kindest, smartest, most loving person I have ever, in all caps, had the great pleasure to come across, and I love her truly, madly, and deeply. We will, of course, send an update when that event happens, but I would very much thank you for making it possible through this site. Very warm regards, and thank you, Derek.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Congratulations, Derek.
Yay, isn't that sweet? I mean, what a guy.
Oh, and congratulations to you for causing this beautiful
Well, thanks. Yeah, we get them all the time, and I would definitely recommend people check out the success stories, especially if someone's feeling a little down and, oh, is it even possible to meet somebody wonderful? Read just a few of our success stories, and you'll be re-inspired again and go and just realize, yeah, it's very possible.
I believe it. So if we've given up on love and relationships, here's another opportunity to reawaken and trust, and whatever incompletion that we have within us, we can take care of that in order to move forward. So, you know, in your second get clear, you write down your preference. So if someone wants to be in a committed relationship, they should write down committed, right?
Yes, and that he's single and available.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had friends that have written lists and done this, and that they're not specific enough, and they will leave out something very important, like that would be a must-have. He must be single and available and ready for a committed relationship. Otherwise, you could manifest someone that has all of the other qualities, but they're married.
Yeah, you know, I truly believe this, because I actually heard this exact thing like a couple of months ago from my male friend, who wrote down everything that she would like prefer in a minute, but he forgot to write committed. He attracted this wonderful, and he's like, oh my gosh, she had everything on the list. But as they were dating, he found out that she was with other men. And then he got it. He goes, I forgot to write down committed.
Well, or not committed. You don't want him to be committed when you meet him. You want him to be single and available and ready for a committed relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
Single and available, being clear inside.
Exactly.
So, we've been talking about the four guests. We've been talking to Jill Crosby of thespiritualsingles.com, getting love from inside, get clear before moving into a relationship. You know, be grateful for what we have and take action. Anything else that comes to your mind from your heart right now that you would like to share with us?
Yeah, I think one thing, there's definitely one thing. When, and for the get busy step, one thing that's really, really important for people to remember is when they do initiate contact with somebody else, and that means sending them a message, and I recommend making reference to something in their profile and speaking from their heart and just opening, just being open and sharing something that you would like them to know or connect with. And then the part that's, I think, really important for people to remember is if the feeling is not mutual, to just let it go and be okay with that and not take it personally, because chemistry and mutual attraction and everything, it's not always mutual, and that's fine. If they're not attracted or interested in you, then that's not the one for you, and just bless them and love them, send them on their way, and know that somebody more appropriate is coming up.
I love what you just said. Everything really touched on my heart, and I really feel that it's the truth. I love what you said. Don't take it personally. Really, don't take it personally. Is it about us or is it about the other person? I really believe that it's about the other person. If someone says something negative or perceives us in a negative way, it's not really about us, because it's all through perception. We all perceive each other through our own filters. Right, Jill?
Right, exactly. And, well, yeah, and sometimes it is about us. Sometimes somebody can notice something about us and say, hey, you're being mean or whatever. And sometimes it's appropriate to look at that and say, am I? And if so, great. But in this case, where you don't even know each other, and they're sending, you know, you're sending out an email and saying, hey, I'm interested in you, and they're saying, oh, great, thanks, but I'm not interested back, then it's all about them, and yeah, move on.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not talking about negative behaviors. Yeah. In that sense, if you're being nasty, you take responsibility.
Exactly.
Acknowledge yourself that you're not in a good mood, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is real stuff. Taking responsibility for all of our thoughts, words, actions, deeds at all times. It's so empowering, right? Where I'm coming from, taking responsibility is being in my own power. It's what I've done wrong, what I've said wrong, I can correct by my own will. I can correct it. I can change it. I can transform it. I can make it better. I can make it right. I'm in my own power. I'm not a victim, you know?
Exactly.
Right? That's
well, true. Yeah, and I think women in particular, since we've kind of been talking about that, we can be hard on ourselves, and if we do make a mistake, we can just beat ourselves up, and oh my gosh, when just learn from it and go, okay, I'm human, I'm living human right now, I made a human mistake, let me learn that lesson, and apologize or ask for forgiveness if we hurt somebody in the process, and then learn from it, and then let it go and move on. Don't dwell on it and beat yourself up over the next year or something that's done.
I think, in my experience, I always say it, forgiveness is the most powerful tool of transmuting negative energies, disempower energies, weak energies, whatever you have for these dark energies, into beautiful, loving, light, accepting energies. It just is. And if there's some listener out there that has no idea what we're talking about, try it. Sit down in the present moment. Close your eyes. Go into yourself. Just see or sense something about yourself. If you haven't been kind to yourself, if you've been using abusive words to yourself, right? Just take this time. Say, I forgive myself, you know, for not knowing any better, for being hard on myself, for punishing myself, for judging, criticizing, condemning myself. I forgive myself because I'm a beautiful child of God. Right, Jill? And
exactly.
I forgive the other person, because when we're forgiving others, we're not condoning that they are right, even if they're abusive. We are just saving our own souls, and we're clearing energies in order for us to be whole again. We are whole, remembering the wholeness. Right, Jill? What do you think?
Right. Well, exactly. And when you forget, when if you don't forgive somebody, then you're giving them your power, because you're feeling resentment or anger or whatever energy to them. Whereas when you forgive and let it go, then you're taking your power back, and you're back in connection with your divinity, and you know that they're also divine, and we're the same. We're all one anyway. So you're in a sense, you're forgiving yourself when you forgive somebody else, and we're all connected. Their mistake is my mistake, and it's pretty powerful when you get to this deep level.
So beautifully said. I know exactly why you're on this show. You're talking about love and oneness. This is what it's all about. It's all about the oneness. And if there's anyone, including myself, that believes that we don't make mistakes, that's why we should forgive the other person, I invite all of us to sit down and be authentic and real. I make mistakes. You make mistakes. We all make mistakes. So let's just...
Oh, I don't.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Everyone except Jill. Jill is perfect.
I make enough for everybody.
Really. So we're all one. We all make mistakes. Let us forgive ourselves, forgive the other person, and ask for forgiveness. Neutralize, flush the unwanted down the pipe, down the toilet, excuse my language, allow new water, new life, take place, renewing, regenerating ourselves, our life force, and being present. It's all about this. Jill, with gratitude and appreciation for us, for you being on this show, contributing, being open, I am really grateful.
Aw, thanks. I just love your energy and your spirit and your connection to divinity. It's just beautiful, and I feel you, and I thank you for your show and what you're doing here, because it's powerful and you're helping a lot of people, and we all appreciate it.
Thank you, and so are you. You know, if you don't mind me saying, you're a wonderful coach.
Oh, well, thanks. now that you've started my coaching practice for me.
No, I'm just recognizing, you know, I'm just acknowledging that, yeah, you're a wonderful coach. You're a wonderful coach, and I appreciate you.
Thanks.
So with all due respect and gratitude, it's time for us to close. Jill, thank you again. We've been speaking to Jill Crosby, the owner founder of SpiritualSingles.com. Yes, if you want to contact her, her email address is marketing@spiritualsingles.com. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Jill. God bless you.
Thank you.
And that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. For now, I invite you to breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body. Breathe it in with your attention, in your intention. And breathe it out and give it infinite love to the whole world, for we are all one. I'm grateful for all of you being present on this show. We have learned much about self-love, about being clear about our intentions, about our wants, being present to who we are, and being grateful for all that we are and all that we have in our life. We have so much. I invite you to wake up to gratitude every day. And taking action upon our will, using our God-given will to take action in everything that we want to achieve and accomplish in our lives. We are grateful for all that we are, all that we have. Thank you for being present. Again, I'm Michelle Morovati. Thank you, bless you, until next week.